anyway, what are some of the basic bullet points to answer Lordship salvation? What are the basic bullet points to answer Lordship salvation?
I think we had a couple brought up in 1989 when the three of us were asked to speak to the problem of differences of opinion on salvation. One was John MacArthur, one was Bob Soucy from Talbot, and I was another one. And the three of us made our presentation. And when I got through, I turned to John, in whose church I have spoken in the past, and I said, John, you are not paving the road to Wittenberg. You are paving the road to Rome. And now, how many years later, 1989, the latest book out, Hard to Believe is the name of it. And I want to tell you, the title is right. It's hard to believe. It is right with Rome. And so at that meeting, after we got through, Dr. Bob Wilkin from Grace Evangelical Society came to the mic. There were about 1,500 pastors and others at College Avenue Baptist Church in San Diego where the ETS was meeting. And he said, I have two questions for John MacArthur. He said, given your interpretation of 2 Corinthians 13:5, which interpretation I don't agree with, examine yourself and see if you be in the faith or not. He said, but just for the sake of argument, given your interpretation, how long would I need to examine myself in order to have assurance of my salvation? And John had never been asked that question, which amazes me. And we were standing together on the platform, and finally he responded by saying, well, for the rest of your life. Then Bob Wilkins said, well, then I have another question. When would I know that I'm a Christian? And John said, he didn't say much to start with, and he thought and thought and thought. When you don't have an answer, what do? Well, you use another question. And so he said to Bob, do you mean for sure? Hey, this is not hearsay. This is coming into my ears, standing next to him. Do you mean for sure? Wilkins said, absolutely, 100%. When would I know I'm a Christian? John's answer, four words, not until you die. That's Lordship salvation. That's Reformed theology. And it is coming in like a storm today. I think it's one of the greatest dangers we've got in our country religiously. We talked to John afterwards about this, and he said, what about you, John, if you don't know until you die? Are you going to heaven or hell? He said, I don't know. I don't know. Because I don't know if I will persevere till the end or not. I served with 16 five-point Calvinists on the International Council on Biblical Inerrancy for 10 years. Included all the great ones, you know, Packer, R.C. Sproul, etc. And I got to the place where I really could hardly stomach it anymore. But one day I said to R.C. Sproul, I'm a four-point Calvinist. That's what I was taught in seminary. And leave out the L. And he laughed and he said, there is no such thing. That just means you don't understand one point. And all of a sudden, the lights went on. And I thought, what have I been doing with Tulip? I have been doing that which I would condemn in hermeneutics, where I teach authorial intention. Only the author determines meaning, not the reader. The author determines meaning. I don't have any right to go to Tulip and to make it say what I want it to say for me. If you don't understand Tulip, you better get wise. Because it's coming in like a storm. And I turned to R.C. He is Mr. Calvinist in America. Smart. And I said, R.C., I want to thank you. I'm not a four-point Calvinist. I'm a zero-point Calvinist. But I would sure like to be a biblicist. That was my experience with John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, and a third one, Jim Boyce, who was the chairman of the International Council on Biblical Inerrancy, and I was the vice chairman. He's a dear guy with the Lord now. Things are all right. But before he died with rapidly moving leukemia, the Calvinists were all gathered together praying that he would hang on to God and not lose it and go to hell. That's the Calvinist today. Now, if you want to hear that, was I specific enough?